Ever feel like you're navigating the digital world and it's like tiptoeing through a minefield?
Yeah.
Well, today we're going to dive deep into application attacks.
Okay.
Those sneaky tactics that hackers use to exploit weaknesses in software.
Yeah, it's almost like, leaving a window open in your house. You might think you're safe, but it's an open invitation for trouble.
Exactly. And to help us map out this minefield, we're using a guide by cybersecurity expert Krishna Kumar Mahadevan, also known as MKK.
Yeah.
And he's laid out 12 common attack vectors, essentially a hacker's playbook.
It's fascinating how these attacks exploit not just the technical vulnerabilities,
Right.
but also human psychology.
Yeah.
It's understanding how these hackers think and how they manipulate systems and users.
Okay, so let's unpack this before we jump into the
Sure,
specifics.
sure.
Can you give us a clear definition of what an application attack actually is?
So in simple terms, it's about exploiting weaknesses in software to gain unauthorized access,
Okay.
steal data, or cause damage. It's like finding a secret back door into a supposedly secure system.
Yeah.
So it's not about brute force,
No.
but more about finding those subtle cracks in the foundation.
Precisely. And that's why MKK stresses the importance of a security-first mindset for developers.
Okay.
It's about anticipating these vulnerabilities during the design phase,
Right.
not just trying to patch them up afterwards.
Makes sense building a fortress from the ground up rather than adding flimsy locks later.
Exactly.
So MKK outlines 12 specific attack vectors. We're going to go through all those.
Let's do it.
Let's start with something that sounds pretty straightforward. Exposure of sensitive information.
Okay.
What is that?
As the name suggests, this is when private data like passwords or financial details are accidentally revealed
Right.
due to coding errors or misconfigurations.
Okay.
Think of it like accidentally uploading your personal diary to a public cloud server.
Which definitely not the kind of exposure you want.
Exactly.
What about this next one? Insertion of sensitive information into sent data.
Okay.
That sounds a little more complex. What's going on there?
Imagine you send an email that seems harmless, but hidden within the message content is your credit card number. A hacker intercepting that email could extract that information without you ever knowing.
Wow, so it's like hiding a secret message in plain sight.
Exactly.
Sneaky. All right, moving on to cross-site request forgery CSRF.
Right.
Is this like forging a signature to trick someone?
In a way, yes. Imagine you're logged into your bank account and you click a link that seems harmless.
Right.
But behind the scenes, that link sends a hidden request to your bank, authorizing a transfer of funds without you ever realizing it.
Yeah.
That's the essence of CSRF.
So it's exploiting your existing logged-in status to perform actions you never intended.
Exactly.
That's devious. Next up is use of hard-coded passwords.
Oh, boy.
I am struggling to imagine why a developer would ever do this.
Yeah.
Isn't it cybersecurity 101 to avoid that?
You'd think so, but you'd be surprised how often it happens. Especially in fast-paced development environments, developers might hard-code passwords as a temporary fix, thinking they'll remove it later, but often it gets overlooked, leaving a gaping security hole.
So it's like hiding your spare key under the doormat.
Exactly.
Convenient, but incredibly risky.
Got it.
All right, now we're getting into some potentially more technical territory, Kiri. Broken or risky cryptographic algorithms?
All
What does
right.
that even mean?
Think of encryption as a lockbox for your data.
Okay.
A strong cryptographic algorithm is like a heavy-duty padlock, while a weak or outdated one is like a flimsy lock that can be easily picked.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
And that brings us to insufficient entropy,
Okay.
which, if I'm being honest, sounds a bit like something out of a physics textbook.
Sure.
Can you break that down for us?
Imagine you're creating a password. If it's something simple like password 123, it has low entropy, meaning it's predictable and easy to guess.
Right.
High entropy, on the other hand, means the password is highly random and difficult to crack, even with powerful computers trying to brute force it.
So it's all about maximizing randomness to create strong passwords and encryption keys.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Next up is XSS cross-site scripting.
Okay.
Is this anything like phishing?
It's a different kind of attack, but equally dangerous. Imagine visiting a website and seeing a pop-up message that looks legitimate,
Okay.
but it's actually injected by a hacker.
Right.
When you click it, it can steal your cookies, login credentials, or even redirect you to a malicious site.
So it's about compromising the integrity of what users see and interact with on a website.
Exactly.
That's scary now for SQL injection.
All right.
Can you demystify that one for us?
Think of a database, like a giant library. And SQL is the language used to search for specific books. SQL injection is like slipping a malicious note into a book request, tricking the librarian into revealing information they shouldn't.
Okay, so it's about speaking the database's language to manipulate it.
Exactly.
Interesting. We're on the home stretch. Next up, unprotected storage of credentials. This one seems pretty self-explanatory.
Right.
But what are the real-world implications?
It's as simple as it sounds, but the consequences can be devastating. Imagine a company storing customer passwords without any encryption.
Okay.
If a hacker gains access, they have a treasure trove of sensitive data at their fingertips.
That's a cybersecurity nightmare.
It is.
All right, two more to go. Number 11 is improper authentication and session fixation.
All right.
Break this one down for us.
Authentication is about verifying your identity, like logging into an account.
Right.
Weaknesses in this process can allow hackers to bypass security measures and gain access to your account. Imagine someone stealing your driver's license and using it to impersonate you.
Wow, that's a powerful analogy.
Yeah.
Okay, last but not least, improper logging and error handling. Is this about more than just sloppy coding practices?
Absolutely. Think of logs as a record of everything that happens within an application. If these logs aren't properly secured, they can leak sensitive information like system configurations or even user data, which hackers can exploit.
So it's about keeping a tight lid on behind-the-scenes information as well. This has been a fascinating, albeit slightly unnerving, deep dive.
It is.
What are the key takeaways for our listeners, even those who aren't tech savvy?
The key takeaway is awareness, even if you don't understand the technical intricacies.
Right.
Knowing these attacks exist can help you be more cautious online.
Right.
Think twice before clicking suspicious links, choose strong passwords, and be wary of sharing sensitive information.
Great advice. It's easy to feel overwhelmed, but ultimately knowledge is power.
Absolutely. The more you understand about the digital threats out there, the better equipped you are to protect yourself.
Right.
And remember, cybersecurity is a constantly evolving field.
Yeah.
New threats emerge all the time, so staying informed is key.
So a final thought to leave our listeners with.
Okay.
Think about the apps you use, daily social media.
Right.
Banking, online shopping. What vulnerabilities might they have?
Yeah.
It's a thought-provoking exercise that highlights how deeply intertwined our lives are with the digital world and how crucial cybersecurity is in today's world.
It really is.